Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
All right, my friends, lots of things I want to get to on today's program. Thank you so much for tuning in to America's Home for Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. I am your one and only ever so beloved host here behind the microphone, Todd Huff, the benevolent dictator, in fact. I don't know what the No Kings rally would have to say about this program. Actually, I do. I do know what they would have to say about it. It'd all be lies and distortions. I'm just having fun here, but I welcome you to the program. Thoughts, questions, feedback. Yes, always include the appropriate amounts of adoration and praise as well, which can be a little deceptive because there are times that I need 10 to 15% more of that than you might deem necessary. I'm kidding. Take it easy. Email Todd at toddhuffshow.com, or you can text 317-210-2830. That reminds me, I'm going to put in the email newsletter. I forgot about this. I got a phone call, a message, actually two messages from a guy that obviously wanted to mock me, and I just don't have him queued up. I totally forgot about it until right now. I'll put it in the newsletter. How about that? For those of you that want to hear this, this is the kind of stuff that I get on occasion here behind the scenes. But this guy calls into the number. Actually, it wasn't even that number. It's the number that there's another number that advertisers or people like that could call. But he left two messages. And he was trying to insult me for being naive, I guess, because he said he had a bridge over the Ohio River that he wanted to sell me, just to me, he said. But I think he missed his delivery expectations, so he called and said it again and left the message, I don't know, maybe not even a minute apart. So he left two messages saying the same thing. You missed the mark, my friend. You've entertained me. If your purpose was to entertain me, mission accomplished. But anyway, that'll be in today's newsletter, which you can get for free, toddhuffshow.com/InnerCircle. toddhuffshow.com/InnerCircle. That's the name of the newsletter, as we're launching some other things that you might want to know about that we'll talk about there. That being said, here's what I want to get to today, my friends. I want to talk about some of the potential fallout from the No Kings protests, some uncertainty that exists there amongst Democrats. I want to talk about day number 21 now, day number 21 of the government shutdown, go through some strategy, the length of this thing, and what's happening politically. Again, the left wants us to harm Donald J. Trump, his agenda, the Republican Party, as we head into the midterms. We'll talk about that. And then always time permitting, there was a court ruling by the Ninth Circuit, which is mind-blowing that the Ninth Circuit somehow stumbled into a situation where they favored Trump in a ruling. Now, I'll get into the details. It's not as though they ruled in his favor. They simply lifted an injunction that was put in place by a lower court that prevented Trump from deploying the National Guard to Portland. And I'll get to that if time allows, my friends. If not, that'll be covered in the newsletter as well. It's one of the things we do there is try to put things that I don't have time to get to. It's totally free. I mentioned how to get that off the top, and you're welcome to sign up if that's something you're interested in. All right, that's where we're going, my friends. Before we get there, if you are dealing with discomfort or just tired of living off of prescriptions and managing those side effects, you're not alone. A lot of folks are looking for something natural that they can trust. That's why I want you to check out Christopher's Organic Botanicals, a family-run natural kratom company rooted in truth, tradition, and transparency. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia, and they lab test everything before it ever reaches your hands. No hype, no synthetics, none of that funny business you'll find from some of these folks that are selling synthetic kratom. Just the real thing, done right, my friends. Real kratom is safe when it's tested and responsibly sourced. The horror stories come from the shady sellers and the synthetic garbage that isn't even real kratom. So you can start with their Kratom Starter Pack. Use coupon code TODHUFF. Make sure you put Huff in there. I know most of our coupon codes are just Todd. This is Todd Huff. You'll save 10%. Visit Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. That's Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, and transparency. All right, let's get here. Let's start here with the potential fallout from the No Kings protest. Now, the No Kings protest, as you know, and as we talked about yesterday, these were held nationwide. Now, reports are that there were 7 million participants. Now, some people think that that number is blown out of the water, a gross distortion of reality. I don't know. I mean, listen, do I think that there are 7 million people who would take to the streets over something? Yes, I do. On the one hand, you could say that's, you know, it's under 5% of the number of registered voters. And I think that there's a certain percentage of people in this country that have lost their ever-loving minds. Now, I've not given up on them. That's one of the reasons we're conservative, not bitter. We come on here, proclaim the truth. We try to reach folks who are in this wild state of mind. But I believe that there could be that many. Now, other people say it's much less than that. Some people are even estimating under 1 million people. I'm not going to get into that. You can decide for yourself on that. I don't have an opinion. I believe that there certainly could have been, because again, I think that there are 7 million people who would fall for any of this garbage and think that it's the most important thing in the history of their lives to protest and, you know, say that Trump's a king and they're trying to stop it and all that sort of stuff. A lot of this is rooted in virtue signaling, which is when you try to show the world how virtuous you are by going and protesting things that the narrative says you got to be against. This is why, if you ask any of these folks, now there might be some exceptions, but if you ask a lot of these folks any question whatsoever about what they're protesting, what Trump's ever done to declare himself a king or a dictator, what that even means, you'll find really quickly a lot of these folks have no idea. They have no idea. They don't know what they're talking about. Some people can't. Some people can't explain. It's delusional explanations, but they can explain at least verbally why what they're protesting, even though it is a straw man, even though it is a delusional argument, it's not here in reality with the rest of us. They can at least explain it, but a lot of people can't. Now, they've come up with some demographic data of these people who protested. Now, this is from the DC survey, DC events survey. Demographic data in that particular event in Washington, D.C. is estimated to be, the protesters were estimated to be 86% white. 86% white. This is whiteness on display. These are white liberals. All that matters, listen, I don't care. I don't care what the color, the skin color, the ethnicity of the people who were there. It makes no difference to me. What matters to me is the quality of the argument or the content of what they're actually trying to communicate, which is absolute garbage, if you ask me. But for the people in the media, people on the left side of the aisle, they are wanting you to believe that this is, you know, the white people in this country are all racist, have supported Trump, and that the folks who are ethnic or racial minorities are having to defend against Trump's tyranny. But the protesters are 86% white in Washington, D.C., 57% women. So we're talking about white liberal women. The average age, the median age, according to the demographic data that we're seeing here, and I think I found this at redstate.com. By the way, redstate.com. I have every day on the website, if you want to see, we've really spent some time here improving this page. I'm actually pretty happy with it. Every day we post a series of links to articles that are relevant to what we discuss on here. We post the full transcript of the show. We post where you can listen. We post a summary of the show. And each page is called The Stack. Now, it's called The Stack, and you can find it on the website. Again, all this stuff's free. But if you want to read more, dig more into some of this stuff, what I've talked about here, you can find it there. I call it The Stack in honor of my personal, I don't want to say hero, but I, you know, in a sense, just the person I looked up to the most who did this, and that was Rush Limbaugh, who, of course, I try to honor his memory and legacy here on the program from time to time. But he was wonderful at it, and every day he would bring a stack of papers back when he started back in 1988. He had to print off or have physical copies of these articles. This was before the digital age hit, so he had a stack of stuff that he was prepared to talk about. This is named in honor of him. But if you go there, you'll find a stack where you can read about this stuff. But the average age, the median age of these protesters is reported to be 44 years old. So you can say the protesters were very disproportionately white, slightly disproportionately women, and middle-aged. So you have middle-aged white liberal women who are running these No Kings protests, at least in Washington, D.C. Now, as I mentioned before, these were largely peaceful. Now, when I say largely peaceful, I'm looking at this from a macro level. I'm looking at this from a 30,000-foot level. I'm seeing that they didn't burn cities to the ground, which, unfortunately, in today's world, I have to say kudos to the leftists out there for not setting your cities on fire, for not looting your stores. Let me applaud you here behind the microphone for not doing that. That's what I mean. I didn't have to do what a protest turns into a riot. I didn't have to do that bit, which I've done on here before, which I enjoy. I enjoy doing it, but I don't enjoy why I have to do it, because I have to do it because literally there are riots in our cities that our media calls oftentimes protests. In fact, Chris Cuomo, I'll never forget this, tough guy Chris Cuomo, who's after his leaving CNN has developed a little bit more of a brain on some things, but he's still crazy on some stuff. I'll never forget when he said, where in our Constitution does it say protests have to be peaceful? Well, by definition, Chris, protests are peaceful. If they're not peaceful, they become riots. They become riots. That's when things like National Guard discussions and deployments and ways to make the peace in cities begin to develop and happen, because that's what the result is when you have violence. Violence is not speech, and speech is not violence. Speech can be used to try to incite violence, which it is oftentimes at some of these radically deranged riots or protests that are on the verge of becoming a riot. But nonetheless, these were largely peaceful. Arrests were minimal. They had some protests in major cities, D.C., New York City, Austin, Chicago, San Diego. They're all over the place. But inside of it, you still found there were people there, some conservatives, grassroots sort of reporters, if you will, who were asking questions. Some of them were certainly dealing with anger and rage and bitterness and a little bit of violence from individual protesters. So there was that. I saw videos of that. They don't like to answer questions. They, you know, surround people, try to intimidate them, knock their hats off, that sort of stuff. But again, no cities burning to the ground, which I commend. These are big steps of growth for the radical left. We'll see how long this lasts, but at least it lasted for this particular protest. Now, this whole thing, as you know, is framed, and the word framed is correct. I think these are intentional. Think about this as this is political theater. This is staged. This is framed to look a certain way. It's supposed to look like a group of grassroots, everyday, normal Americans who are rising up to protest the authoritarianism, the tyranny of one Donald J. Trump that they are experiencing here in his second term, although they certainly would have said they were experiencing the same thing in his first term. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but according to this article at Red State, some Democratic senators are privately and in some cases publicly expressing concern that the movement's optics may alienate moderates. Well, no kidding. No kidding. You don't think that people who are moderate, who are not brainwashed by the delusional, godless worldview of the radical left, you think that they might look at this and think, what are they protesting? They're standing, if you think about it, they're protesting the rights of people to be here who are supposed to be deported. They are protesting they're standing in favor, they're standing alongside of people who have allowed violence to exist in these Democrat-run cities. Well, cities of all colors in this country, they have allowed this. That's the side that these protesters are. What are they really against with President Trump? As I said before, if Trump was a true king, there would not have been any protest. If Trump was a true king, he wouldn't be fighting anything in court. He would just simply move on, make his declarations, his personal wants be the case, and move on with life. The government would not be shut down if Trump were a king. This is silly nonsense. And Democratic senators are just now realizing that maybe people in the middle, maybe people who are not blinded by this, again, this morally bankrupt ideology that fuels the radical left, maybe these folks don't buy into the narrative, which they're not. So, of course, the protest coincided with the continuing government shutdown, and that's where we are. So, the left is beginning to ask questions about this. You know, they're in a tough position. I don't feel sorry for them. They've created this. And so what they've created is a scenario whereby you have to be deranged or a lunatic to be a part of their base. Now, you might be in the middle and vote Democrat because you make a tough decision for yourself at the end. But the people who are out there, who are active and mobile, who are part of this grassroots movement, who have bought into this narrative, who are chanting the chants and whatever they're doing out there. These folks are committed leftists. They're angry. They're illogical. They don't want to talk. They want to silence you. They're the people that if you try to speak at one of their rallies, if you try to ask a question at the rally, they come up with a whistle, a bullhorn. They start screaming. They start telling other people not to take your questions. I've seen this all over social media and elsewhere. They don't want to engage. They just simply want to throw their tantrum. And as I think about it, throwing a tantrum is a very, very accurate way to describe what is happening with these protests. I bet if you ask 10 people what they're protesting, now they might say that we're protesting that Trump's declared himself a king. Okay, that's a talking point. What does that mean? I bet there's hardly any consistency as to what you would get in response. You would probably get, if you ask 10 people, you would get 10 different answers. Now, you might say that's because, Todd, there's so many examples. Okay, you can say that, I guess. I think that that's crazy in and of itself. I think that that's a misunderstanding of what a monarchy is, which we talked about yesterday on the program as well. But this is what is going on. And, you know, you've got the base that they need the base energized. They need the base energized. They need the base to show up in November, in 12 months. They need the base to show up to get them reelected. And from their vantage point, to help them win the majority in the House of Representatives. Maybe, who knows, outside chance, majority in the Senate as well. They just want the majority of one of the houses so that they can stop Trump and his agenda. Trump, of course, has doubled, tripled, quadrupled down on doing anything he can legally, ethically, morally to give himself an advantage to win, which is why he's calling on states to redistrict, Republican states to redistrict. In fact, that's something that the state of Indiana has gotten some pressure to do. We'll see where that ends up. But to squeeze as many conservative or at least Republican seats out of the maps as is possible. As I've said before, and I stand by it, the left has done this for a long time, squeezing as many blue states as possible in many of their states from their maps, the way that they draw their districts and so forth. Now that they've squeezed virtually everything they can out of it, they want to prevent Republicans from doing the same. So they suddenly want a truce on gerrymandering. To that I say, listen, too bad, too sad. Republicans should absolutely have serious considerations of redrawing their state maps that puts things in their favor. I would not hesitate one bit on this. This is the way that it goes. If the voters have a problem with this, they can hold the Republicans responsible for redrawing these districts during the next elections. That's the way that this can happen. Anyway, so that's what's going on, and they've got to get the base riled up, very emotional, so that that carries them through with the energy of these midterm elections. But when they do that, when Democrats do that, they risk the very real possibility that they're going to alienate people in the middle. And this is what happens when you create a base that is radical. Because in order to speak to that base, you got to speak to them where they are. You got to give them some red meat to go after. And then if the people who are moderate hear this, they're going to think, what on earth is going on in the Democratic Party? And so that's the dilemma that Democrats are facing. Make no mistake about it. This is a real thing. Now, there'll be other articles, which you'll also find in the stack of stuff, that talk about how this is an advantage for Democrats and so forth. I don't think that. I think that there are real problems with navigating this and threading this needle. And I think that more and more people are realizing that the Democrats are not a solution to anything. They're actually the problem. And I'm happy to say that because they have caused a lot of havoc for this great country. Friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels more like juggling than just numbers. There's tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their Family Office Services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced options, strategies, private equity, private credit, legal expertise, all of those things, my friend, under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, and making sure your legacy stays strong for generations. Ready for that next level of support? If so, if you just want to engage, learn a little bit more, have questions, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. Jason and his team are there to help you, my friends. FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. Quick time out here, my friends. Back in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. Just a couple of loose ends I want to tie up on this, on these new No Kings protests. First, we've already kind of explained the potential political fallout of this. So, do you think that this is helpful? I mean, I'm guessing the vast majority of you don't agree that this is helpful to the left, because what are they really protesting? You know, this is like the boy who cried wolf. We went through that story here in the Huff household with our, I got three children, 16, 14, and 11. And my son's the oldest, and then we've got two daughters who are younger. And we were talking about it. We have a little family Bible study, and we were talking about the boy who cried wolf. It came up with one of, I think we were studying Proverbs, and it talked about, you know, making sure that you're, it was a verse that was, I can't remember the verse exactly, but it was talking about, you know, being honest and speaking the truth, something along those lines. And one of the kids, we started talking about the boy who cried wolf. And of course, one of my daughters is incredibly creative. And so she has a name for the boy who cried wolf. I forget what it is, but she started explaining the story. Cause I said, what is that story? What did we learn from the story? Tell the story. So she told the story in ways that only she can. And so the point is that that's exactly what the Democrats have been doing. They've been crying wolf about the dangers of Donald Trump for so long that people who are reasonable, who may not even like Trump, may not like his politics, at some point begin to say, what is the real threat here? I don't like his policies, but I'm not going to be used as a political pawn to enter into this nonsensical political theater. I'm not going to be going to these protests screaming like a madman and a lunatic talking about Trump being a dictator simply because he's enforcing policies and standing for things that I don't agree with. I mean, that's not me saying that. That's me summarizing what these other folks believe. Middle of the road folks. Folks that still have sense. Folks that have not completely accepted the godless, morally bankrupt worldview of the radical left. I have a hard time finding how this will be helpful to their cause. Now, the people on the left want the people in the middle to see this as a genuinely pro-democracy, anti-authoritarian, grassroots movement of civil disobedience of sorts, or just where people are involved in the political process, engaging in speech that returns us, restores us to something that they want you to believe Trump has taken us away from. People on the conservative side of this, the Republican side of this, see this as a bunch of incoherent temper tantrums. I mean, that's what I see this as, rejecting, maybe not rejecting, but at least trying to interfere with the outcome of elections. They're trying to prevent Trump and the Republicans from doing what they were clearly elected to do. And it involves for them, say conservatives like myself, temper tantrums where they throw themselves. You've all seen this, right? Many kids do this, not all, but any kid who's not disciplined will do this. Some kids who are disciplined will still do this from time to time. You're at the grocery store, you're at the mall, some store. They see something they want, you tell them no, they begin to make a spectacle on a seat. I mean, this is exactly what this is. This is the boy who cried wolf combined with a childish temper tantrum. That's what these rallies, these protests, these No Kings protests are. So they throw themselves on the ground, they kick, they scream, they basically try to manipulate the adult, the parent typically, into saying, fine, just get it. Stop acting like this. You're embarrassing me. That never worked with my mother, I'll tell you that. If I threw a temper tantrum as a little kid, it happened once or twice because we're not going to win that battle with my mother. Yet, some kids never grow up because it works for some people. And if it works, you're encouraged to continue to do it. That, by the way, just FYI, a little tidbit here. This is one of the reasons why having losing or suffering defeat is actually one of the best things you can have, a great experience. While it may not feel like it at the time, it causes you to change your behavior, the things that you're doing, so that you're able to win, you're able to grow. But people who have been encouraged and never discouraged from throwing these temper tantrums are out there now in the streets of our cities doing that very thing. Again, I don't know the numbers. They say there were 7 million. I'm incredibly skeptical of that. I've also seen people who say there weren't more than 1 million. I'm skeptical of that as well. I don't know. It probably was between those numbers combined that were showing up at these protests. But nonetheless, we'll see how, if this impacts the midterms, will this resonate with any people in the middle? Will this only serve to motivate and encourage and light an emotional flame under those who are already sold out to the godless cause of the radical left? That's my instinct, but hey, we'll see. Time, my friends, will tell. So that's all I want to say about that today. I want to get into the government shutdown here in just a moment. Before I do that, my friends, let me ask you a question. Would you rather take 2 soft gels a day or spend hours in a doctor's office talking about your cholesterol? I know what I would choose. That's why I take Salty. And I even like my doctor usually. Chris, take it easy, buddy. But I like my doctor, but I'm not saying there's not a time to talk about these things. There's a time to go to the doctor, maybe seek other treatment, medication, all that stuff. I get that. I'm not saying not to do that. And if you need to do that, don't let what I'm saying be a step to prevent you from doing that. I'm talking about as a first step, isn't it better to seek an all-natural, clinically proven dietary supplement that lowers cholesterol instead of waiting until the problem gets to the point you have to get these other treatments and so forth? There's no prescription. There's no doctor visits with this product. It's not even a drug. All you have to do is take 2 Salty soft gels a day. That's all it takes to take care of your heart's health. It's a great first step. And we need you healthy, my friends. We do. Your family does. Your business does. Your church does. This country needs you healthy and in the fight. So Salty is a simple way to make sure you're around for the long haul. Go to Salty.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, Salty.com. Promo code Todd will save you 50% off your order, plus get you free shipping to boot. That's Salty.com, promo code Todd. All you have to lose, my friends, are those high cholesterol points. All right, let's move on here. Government shutdown is now in day number 21, as we're on October 21st. This is one of the longest full government shutdowns in U.S. history. The Senate has repeatedly failed to pass a continuing resolution, not because they don't have a majority of senators, but because they don't have a supermajority, which is required. 3/5 or 60 votes in the Senate is required to give the to call an issue to the floor for a vote. It's being filibustered. So now, that's what's preventing this. So again, all the people who claim, and this is so superficial and so overly simplified, but you'll hear leftists, I've seen Jasmine Crockett say this, I've seen a lot of people, Bernie Sanders, AOC, said something along these lines, that Republicans have the majority. If they have the majority, they can do whatever they want. They didn't keep the government open. Ergo, Republicans don't want the government open. They want it to be shut down. That, of course, is the distortion of reality. We've gone through this in previous episodes because Republicans have a majority, but they don't have a supermajority. So that means in order to have an issue called to a floor vote, which, by the way, they don't have to filibuster. There's nothing written that says you have to filibuster every issue. You can say, let's call this to a vote, and then when it's voted on, vote against it. But see, they don't want to do that because they know Republicans will pass it, which again is strategic, but quit. Well, I want to say something that is not, it's just, I probably shouldn't say it on here, but don't try to convince us that you're fighting to keep the government open when quite literally your vote was to keep the government closed when you voted against the continuing resolution. National Nuclear Security Administration has furloughed 1,400 workers. Treasury estimates that there is a $15 billion per week economic hit, an economic loss because of the shutdown. The Republicans are internally discussing, debating a longer stopgap bill. Remember, their first bill was supposed to take us through November 20th or some, I forget the exact date now, but it was 7 weeks. 7 weeks from the start of this shutdown. So it would have taken us through around getting close to Thanksgiving. Now there's talk of having this stopgap bill go longer into 2026 to buy time to handle the real negotiation. Remember, all the Republicans are trying to do is say, we're going to keep the government open at current levels, and then we'll negotiate all these other things that Democrats are wanting to negotiate now. We'll negotiate those during that period between when the government reopens and the ultimate deadline, whatever deadline they choose for the government, for that next continuing resolution to come to an end. I've come to the end, my friends, of this segment. Sit tight. You're listening to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of today's program. Oz just told me during the break, Oz just told me that the boy who cried wolf's name, according to our eldest daughter, when she retells the story, his name was Jeremy. That's what she said. She said, now listen, I'm sorry if your name's Jeremy out there, but she said that just sounds like something Jeremy would do. I don't know why. She doesn't even know what Jeremy is, she said, but yeah, she's got some strong feelings about that. Anyway, so last segment here, I want to, again, put the shutdown. I just kind of wanted to give you an update on that. Last segment, I mentioned off the top that I wanted to get to a court ruling in the Ninth Circuit. And that's what I want to get to this segment, a court ruling in the Ninth Circuit, because, first of all, it's a little bit surprising to me. Given that the Ninth Circuit Court, I think Rush used to call it the Ninth Circus Court, just a leftist court. But they voted 2-1 to effectively lift the block. Boy, this is a little hard to explain, but basically the lower courts said that they were enforcing an injunction that would prevent the Trump administration from deploying the National Guard to Portland. The Ninth Circuit Court heard this, and they voted to lift the injunction. So they didn't say outright that the Trump administration won this argument. They basically said we're lifting the injunction, which opens up the door, at least for a period of time, for Trump to do this very thing, where he could actually, in theory, send the National Guard into Portland. Maybe he will. I don't know. But I just want to talk about that briefly in the time we have available. Before I do that, though, let's talk about something really important. Your money. You worked hard for it, but is it working hard for you? Is it working hard for what you believe in? At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith and your values, and they'll help you create a plan that fits your goals and your purpose. The best part is they'll show you how your current investments stack up against your values. So you can take an assessment. It's easy to do. I've done it. You can do the same thing. 48financial.com/Todd is where you find that assessment, that tool. You complete it, and they'll give you some feedback to show you what degree, if at all, or if totally, your investments are in alignment with what you find to be with your values and your beliefs. 48financial.com/Todd is where you'll take that assessment. Again, it's quick and easy to do. 48 Financial, helping you align your money with your mission. All right. So let's talk about this really quickly. District Court in Portland initially issued two temporary restraining orders blocking the federalization of the Oregon National Guard and any deployment of Guard troops into Portland. Then yesterday, the Ninth Circuit panel voted 2-1. They issued a stay of the first temporary restraining order, the federalization block. So they issued a stay basically saying that the ruling by the lower court that prevented Trump from federalizing the Oregon National Guard was temporarily, which was a temporary restraining order, that's lifted. So there's nothing, according to current court rulings, that's preventing that right now. The majority said, quote, likely it was likely the president lawfully exercised authority under, and there's some legal mumbo jumble here, the code and so forth, that he exercised his authority. This would temporarily, or it does temporarily, allow President Trump to federalize the Guard, but does not permit deployment because the second temporary restraining order is still in effect, which prevents the deployment of Guard troops into Portland. This can be confusing. That's my current understanding of this. This, as many issues are today in this politically volatile world that we're living in, that's where we find ourselves. That's my understanding of where this stays, or where this lands right now. It's an active case. The panel's decision is not final. The Ninth Circuit, the full Ninth Circuit, may rehear this case in bonk. And the dissent, who was one judge in this particular case, said that allowing federalization, quote, risks eroding constitutional boundaries between state and federal authorities. So, as with most things, we'll see where this ends up, my friends, but this is at least a temporary victory, especially in a very unlikely place for President Trump and his authority, his discretion to use National Guard troops to, to federalize them and to help protect and to clean up some of these cities. And that's the issue. You know, I don't have a lot of time here, but it is remarkable to me. I mean, I understand. I've been a conservative for a long, long time. I have been a guy that is in favor of limited government for a long, long time. And I'm still a guy who's in favor of limited government. But limited government does not mean that there is no federal authority, or that the president doesn't have constitutional discretion and powers that he can execute and use in situations like this. We went through this a little bit yesterday on the program, talking about how the founders framed the Constitution, and that government is force, and that the executive branch has a certain amount of power that it can actually put some meat behind some of these things. So it's just bizarre and wild to me to stand for the lawlessness and crime that we have in some of these cities. But I'm out of time here. Gotta go. Thanks for listening. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.